He's been critical of Donald Trump's pronouncements on immigrants and blocking Muslims from entering the U.S. He's an establishment figure who seems to fear a Trump nomination. But Speaker of the House Paul Ryan will not allow his name to be put on the convention floor.
If no candidate has a majority on the first ballot, I believe that you should only choose from a person who has actually participated in the primary. Count me out.
He will serve as the chair of the Republican convention in Cleveland in July, and that's as far as Ryan is willing to go.
I do not want, nor will I accept the nomination for our party.
As the top-ranking Republican in the country, Ryan is generally admired. He ran for VP with Mitt Romney. There's been believable speculation the convention would turn to him as party savior amid a contentious nomination process.
I simply believe that if you want to be the nominee for our party, to be the president, you should actually run for it. I chose not to do this. Therefore, I should not be considered, period, end of story.
Democrats were sarcastic in a statement about Ryan being a former budget committee chairman who can't get his GOP factions together on a budget in the House. And he offered up this.
We have too much work to do in the House to allow this speculation to swirl or to have my motivations questioned.
There seemed to be no wiggle room in what Ryan said. As for someone who could swoop in and be the party hero on a second or third convention ballot, that is the scenario that has kept Ohio Governor John Kasich in the race, helping prevent Donald Trump or Ted Cruz from getting a majority of delegates. Kasich believes the party will turn toward his more optimistic view.
For those who are angry or afraid, I want to assure there is another better way to deal with this.
Kasich has only won his home state of Ohio and only has 143 delegates. Bob Costantini, Washington.